shows it all without any sticky notes or strings on his finger. He is holding all things together, seeing all things and knowing all things, all purely from the reality of his wanting it to be so. This is, at the very least, what it means to be God. If all of this is true, then why in the world do we, with our nanoseconds worth of existence on the earth, still presume to judge how God operates? Paul's cry, "Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God," holds up as praiseworthy the enduring reality of divine mystery. Trying to figure out God is like trying to catch fish in the Pacific Ocean with an inch of dental floss. It is a foolish act, predicated on a foolish overestimation of human intellect and ability. In the 1950s and 60s, rationalism began to erode evangelical scholarship from academia on down, resulting in a liberal theology that crept into seminaries and churches. As a defensive maneuver, conservatives grabbed hold of the pendulum and swung it all the way over to the right side, wanting to believe they'd got God down to a science, his thoughts and ways explainable like mathematics. Romans 11:33 tells us instead that God is incomprehensibly immense, exceedingly expansive, and eternally powerful, and so much that time and time again our response to many of the things of God ought to be, "I don't know," rather than respond to his incalculable godness with our slide rules and flowcharts. We would do better to worship him with reverence and awe. How can God see, know, and do all that he does? I don't know. In the scope of eternity, our life is a blip. James writes, "For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes." James 4:14. This crucial truth is at the root of Paul's awestruck confession in Romans 11:33. How inscrutable his ways! How could anyone scrutinize God? On what grounds do we find scrutinizing God a legitimate act? Every time we see anything approaching scrutiny of God in the Scriptures, the response of God is a rebuke with the tone of incredulity. As Job is trying to wrap his arms around all that God is doing through the suffering in his life, God says, "Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Dress for action like a man. I will question you, and you make it known to me. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me, if you have understanding." Job 38, 2-4. In other words, who do you think you are? This is one of the most stunning examples of God putting a questioner in his place. You think you're so smart? Were you there when I created?